Well, let me say, first of all, congratulations, graduates, on a job well done. I remember coaching some of you in basketball, and to see you now graduate high school and now college, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for finishing. I've seen a lot of college students come and few finish, and so good job on a job well done. And let me say this, the best days are ahead of you. And now you can turn the chapter on a portion of your life, and really the best is yet ahead. And so tonight, I'd like to just give you a little bit of a challenge here. As you go forward for the Lord, I promise you, you're going to face some battles. You've already probably faced some battles up to this point. And like I said, the greatest days are ahead of you. But you're still going to have to fight some giants. The title of the message or the challenge tonight is Facing the Giants. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter number 17. Very familiar story here. The story of David and Goliath. 1 Samuel chapter number 17, we'll begin reading verse number 50. 1 Samuel 17, verse number 15, the Bible says, "So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword," this is Goliath's sword, "and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. When the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled." Here we have at the end, there's the end of maybe the most famous of all the stories in the Bible, the story of David and Goliath. It's a story of a young boy, some say anywhere between 14 and 19 years old, and how he defeats a giant by the name of Goliath. The Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart, yet even David had a giant that he had to kill. Reminds us tonight that no matter who you are, no matter rich or poor, young or old, prior to graduating college or graduating college, no matter where you're at in life, we will all have a giant to face. Tonight I'd like to point out some timeless truths that will help you face the giants in your life now that college is over. Let me say, number one, we all have giants that we must face in life. Living a godly life, the world is strong, and the world wants to try to change you to conform to it. But we're not to conform to the world. I want to encourage you, hey, live a godly life. As a graduate of Pacific Baptist Bible, having a godly marriage. By the way, I believe in the year 2015, it is possible for God's people to have godly marriages. But that's a giant that you're going to have to face. Maybe it's raising godly kids. And maybe it's one of those days you begin to see one of your children starting to turn a little bit of the wrong direction. And that's a giant that some of you might have to face. Maybe it's a health problem. Maybe now you're as you're strong and you're young, but as you get a little bit older, maybe you're going to go to the doctor. It's going to be one of those appointments where they tell you that you have a spot on your lung, or you have some type of cancer, or something that is going to affect your health for the rest of your life. That's a giant that you might have to face. Maybe it's financial problems. Maybe you get laid off at work and you got a family at home and bills to pay and you have no more income. That's a giant that you might have to face. Maybe it's a relationship problem. I don't know what giant you will face in your life, but I'll tell you one thing. It is certain that each of us tonight are going to have to face some giants. The thing about these giants is that they are impossible for you to defeat on your own. Amen. Humanly speaking, you look at that giant, and it is impossible for you to slay it. Just like it was impossible for David, a youth, to defeat Goliath, a warrior from his youth, David needed God. And let me remind you tonight, young people, you need God to kill that giant in your life. We need God today if we're going to kill those giants. Graduates, don't try to face the giants on your own. You need God. Don't stop reading your Bibles and don't stop praying and don't stop serving in the church and don't stop giving and don't stop doing all the things that you learn while you're in Bible college. Hey, let me remind you tonight, you're going to have a giant to face and you need God. And David had a giant to fight. We must all realize that in life we're going to have some giants that we must face. Let me say number two, when you face a giant, a key is remembering. Remembering. And David had extreme confidence as he faced that giant in life. And where did it come from? The Bible tells us in verse 37, David said, "Moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine." You see, David had the confidence because the same God that had delivered him before was going to be the same God that was going to deliver him today. Let me remind you, graduates, that same God has brought you this far already. That same God has allowed you to make it through adolescence, to walk across the platform as a high schooler, now to receive a degree in college and to be thrust out in life. The same God that has brought you this far is going to be the same God that delivers you someday from that giant in your life. Amen. By the way, that's why it's important for us to fight battles and to struggle. I want to encourage you, when you begin to have children, don't, of course you care for your kids and you watch them and you protect them, but don't shelter them from difficult times. Don't. It's good for them to struggle. It's good for them to battle. Why? Because they can see the hand of God. And one of these days when they're facing a giant in their life, they can look back and you can look back at all those times that God was faithful and he delivered you here. And God was faithful and he allowed you to kill that bear. And God was faithful and he allowed you to kill that lion. And that same God is going to be faithful to allow you to kill a giant someday. I remember in Bible college, boy, those were some days. Are you graduating like 3 years? 3 years? Oh, my soul. It took me 5 years to graduate with a 4-year degree. And I took every summer intensive known to man to try to get those 3 easy credits during the summertime. If it wasn't for those, it probably would have taken me 6 years. And I remember the struggles. I remember the ups and the downs, the disappointments, the discouragements, the hardships, and those times that God has helped me through. And now that I have some giants to face in my life, I go back in my mind's eye and I remember these days. Hey, don't forget these days. Don't forget them. You're going to need them when you face that giant someday. David had a giant to face, and so will you. But David had confidence to kill that giant because David remembered the past. Let me say number three, don't be afraid to use the old time tested weapons. Let me say that again. Don't be afraid to use the old time tested weapons. You remember the story, King Saul trying to give David was going to go and fight a Goliath, and Saul tried to give David some armor and some weapons that he was not used to. The Bible says in verse 39, "And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him." And David said, basically, he said, "I don't need these new things to face the giant. Give me the old weapons. Give me the old time tested weapons that have worked before." Graduates, let me remind you tonight that you don't need something new to face the giants in your life. You don't need some new way to live your life, You don't need some new way to have a marriage, or you don't need a new way to raise your children. You don't need a new Bible or new songs or a new way to do church or a new way to worship God. You don't need the new, you need the old. Don't listen to the people out there that say that type of Christianity is too old. You need something new. David said, no, give me that old sling. Give me some of them stones and I'm going to kill that giant. By the way, our type of Christianity has worked for years. If it's good enough for my preacher, it's good enough for me. Let me remind you tonight that your Bible, you got the King James Bible right there. The Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What does that mean? That our God never changes, and neither should we. Jeremiah 6:16 says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path, where is the good way, and walk therein. You shall find rest for your souls. Let me encourage you tonight. Don't be looking for the new shiny stuff. But let us say, give me that old-time religion. Give me that old black book. Let's sing some old-fashioned hymns. Let's kneel down at an old-fashioned altar and have a good old-fashioned door-to-door soul winning. Hey, we don't need something new. We need to stay with the old. And David had a giant to face, and he used the old-fashioned weapons. We say number four, and I'm finished. We must face our giants head on. You got to face your giants head on. 1 Samuel 17:48 says, and David ran. He didn't walk. He didn't run the opposite way. He didn't go to the side. The Bible says he ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. I like that. I do. David didn't try to skirt around the problem. He faced that giant head on. Let me encourage you, graduates, don't run from the giants in your life. Instead, face those things head on. Let's not run from the marriage problems one of these days when you get married. By the way, that's the easy way out. Hey, let's not run from child-rearing problems or relationship problems or financial problems or health problems or problems in the ministry or whatever God has for your life. Hey, let's not run from those things. Let's stand your ground and fight. Unfortunately, most people will never face the giants in their life. The Bible says that all of Israel was there as Goliath called out the armies of the living God. And what did everybody do? They stood around and watched. Most people in their lives will stand around and watch and never kill the giants. Hey, but by the grace of God, as a graduate of Pacific Baptist Bible College, let's stand up and face those giants head on and be victorious. Hey, let's not be passive. Let's not be passive about our Christian lives. Man, you're a graduate of Pacific Baptist Bible College. Let's not be passive about our marriages. Let's not be passive about serving the Lord. Let's be excited. Let's not be soft, but let's go out here equipped and ready to kill those giants. So David prevailed over the Philistine. Against insurmountable odds, David killed the giant. And so can you. Just rely on God. Amen. Remember the times that God has brought you through. Don't look for some new way to try to do things. Just stick with the old past. And lastly, face your giants head on. And you can be victorious. And we look forward to great things that God will accomplish in and through your lives in the future. You just keep on facing those giants. Amen? Brother Myers.